Look at you go, knocking stuff out, letting nothing get in the way. Whatever life throws at you, you throw it back at 97 miles an hour. And if the chips are down, you make more guacamole. Yes, you got what it takes. Because there's no stopping you with you on your side. Everwise believes in the power of you, cheering as you take on the world. Everwise Credit Union. Confidence changes everything. Now go get 'em.
Boom! What's going on, everyone? It's Steve Larson from Sales Funnel Radio, and today I'm going to teach you guys about the death of Steve Larson.
I've spent the last 4 years learning from the most brilliant marketers today. And now I've left my 9-to-5 to take the plunge and build my million-dollar business. The real question is, how will I do it without VC funding or debt, completely from scratch? This podcast is here to give you the answer. Join me and follow along as I learn, apply, and share marketing strategies to grow my online business using only today's best internet sales funnels. My name is Steve Larson, and welcome to Sales Funnel Radio.
What's up, guys? Hey, I'm excited for today and walk you through this episode. I've actually been looking forward to doing this one for quite a while. I was sitting down and every single year before Funnel Hacking Live, I like to do a little mastermind with James Smiley, and we're doing it with Rachel Peterson this next time. And anyway, so the day right before Funnel Hacking Live, we're doing a mastermind where you guys can come on in. And anyway, it's a lot of fun. Last year, we had a ton of fun with it. We decided we'd keep doing it again. So I guess this is only the second year we've done it. But anyway, what I wanted to do real quick for this episode is I wanted to teach you guys how I wrote a really fast sales letter slash story to promote said mastermind. Okay. If you're not coming, okay, sure. But like what I want to bring attention to is that you did not see me just blast an email out to everybody and say, hey, you got this mastermind. You want to come? Click the link. Right. That's like the easiest way to promote like an idiot, right? That's the way to be annoying. And that's the way for people to, you know, not be entertained, right? This is much of show business as it is anything else. And so what I want to do real quick is I just wanted to show you guys, this is the sales letter that I wrote. It's 3 pages. I went through, it took me about an hour because I would just write and write and write and then delete stuff and mash stuff together and go back and forth. And I thought that I would read it. Now, it's a true story. This is, I call it the death of Steven. And I wanted to be able to share with you guys how I did this. Okay. There is in every single webinar script. I love webinar scripts. I use that script for pretty much all kinds of selling. But there is a crucial part right at the beginning of that webinar script. Now there are always two introductions to pretty much every single script that's out there. First of all, we need to introduce the subject, and then we need to introduce you, the speaker, right? And pretty much every single sales script has two introductions. They're not always right at the beginning. They're not always together. They're not always in that order. But you're going to introduce yourself at some point. Hey, this is who I am. And sometimes it's the protagonist of the main story. Somehow you're going to get introduced. Second of all, though, the second introduction is the introduction of the topic itself. If people, every once in a while I've seen scripts where people combine those two and they make them the same thing. That's great. It's totally fine. But you still have to introduce those two things. Who's speaking and the topic itself. And so after you do that, though, there is this awesome, awesome method I love using inside of sales scripts. It's a method called a then and a now, okay? Meaning I'm going to talk about how things were back then, and I'm going to compare to what it is now, right? And it's one of my favorite themes inside of any sales script. It's one of my favorite themes inside any script in general, and it's actually one of my favorite ways to tell story. And so as I was sitting there, and I was talking with James Smiley, one of my good buddies, and Rachel Peterson, right? A total rock star, social media rock star, and I was thinking through how I would come up with some kind of script to promote the mastermind, okay? And we had a whole bunch of people. We already got 50 seats sold for it. That's as we looked this morning. It's super late in the night. It's like 12:30 at night right now. My family's all asleep. And I was like, I got to catch up on some Sales Funnel Radio episodes. I've been so excited to do this one in particular. I'm tired, but like honestly, I'm super excited to share with you guys this stuff because it's been awesome. But as of this morning, we had 50 tickets already sold. So anyway. And with the lag time inside of like my content team, right? My lead time, this won't get out to you for about 3 more weeks. So anyway, There's a chance you won't be able to come, but I just want to walk through this here real quick. That's not a scarcity play. I'm just saying, I just want you to know, like, I know this works. It's been working. We've been doing it. And the script that I wrote here is following the then and now theme inside of script writing. Okay. And so what I started doing is I started thinking through, like, when, if you guys like are in a pinch and you have to write a script really, really fast, like I did, right? This script took me about 2 hours. Okay. And, which is pretty standard if you're like really going to get into it and stuff like that. And honestly, there's some things I would change inside of it still, but like, it's good enough. And it's good enough because I'm using the Epiphany Bridge script to tell the then and now. Okay, and so you'll see it inside of here. What I want to do is read it, and I'm going to read it here, and I don't know if some of you guys are going to be like, okay, you know, we're like 3 years old, you're going to read to us. Anyways, but what I want you to do is I just want you to see what I'm doing inside of it, and very clearly you're going to see me call out, like, I was like this then, and now I'm like this now, right? And I call it the death of Stephen, and the birth of Steve. And what I thought would be cool is to go through this real quick. So that you guys can see, this is not like a me party, but I want you to see how I wrote this really, really quickly when I had very limited time to toss it out there and put it up. This is, you guys remember the episode I just did about affiliates, right? How I win affiliate contests so quickly. This is like very similar to how I actually do it. Okay, I'm just being straight up with you guys so you understand how I do it. Okay, this is very, very much how I do that and how I pull it all off. So anyway. What I did is, right, if I'm going to put this on social media, now my strategy is always I always do two things with this. The first thing I do is I go in and the strategy I'm using is I'll write this just massive post, guys, huge post on Facebook. And that does a lot for virality. That does a lot that proves to the Facebook algorithm that it's actually worth something. And people are going to have some opinions probably. So they'll work a little harder to share it. And so I write this massive post. And then what I do is that once I write the post and I've got a cool like feature image, what I'll do is I'll take that post and actually turn it into an email with the exact same call to action, the exact same stuff. I don't push them to Facebook. I just push them right to the same call to action. And so you guys are going to see this as I walk through this here. I even take these little tiny, like, you can see on the camera there, like all these little emojis and stuff like that down the side. And I actually will put them in email. The ClickFunnels actually lets you use all kinds of emojis and stuff like that now, actually in the emails that it sends out, which is really cool. So anyway, I'm going to read this real quick here, okay? So the first thing I need to do, if you're scrolling through Facebook and you're trying to get some dopamine and distract yourself, okay, you want a distraction. So I'm going to do a serious injustice to my cause if I don't let you be distracted. So I'm going to do that. So right from the get-go, I wrote something at the top that says, I am the least likely success story. Okay, that's the very first opening headline. I am the least likely success story. Okay, not only is that true, it's the first thing you're going to see. And then there's skull and crossbones right next to it, little emoji right there, right? And it says, this is the death of Steve and the birth of Steve. Okay, the death of Stephen and the birth of Steve was pretty dramatic. This is not a pity party post. Okay, but I want to help you reinvent you at my next mastermind. Go to stevejlarson.com and right up at the top there, it says mastermind. You click right there, it'll bring you straight there. Anyway, we're capping at 100 people, just telling you. Okay, so it's half full at the time of me filling this up. I haven't even done the second email drop yet, so I don't know. Might make it, might not, but I'm just telling you. Okay, so it says, but I want to help you reinvent you at my next mastermind. And then it says, click right here. Go to stevejlarson.com, click mastermind at the very top. Okay. Now watch this. I'm going to go paint in some thens. Okay. Way back when, this is what I was doing. Okay. Not even 10 years ago, my voice would audibly get high, soft, and sore when I spoke to someone else because I was so nervous. My confidence was non-existent. This is all true stuff. I don't know if some of you guys know this about me. Okay. This is all true stuff. I was once very overweight. I was 35% body fat. No joke. Had a double chin, was working on a triple. Okay, it's true. Not even 5 years ago, I was more broke than the US government. Ha, I failed my first semester of college and got straight F's and was asked to leave. Okay, that's crazy. Many years ago, I had a very negative relationship with God. Okay, I needed someone to blame or hate. And anyway, this is crazy. The question of what am I good at plagued my mind since fifth grade. I remember forever, guys, and I'm gonna be raw with you guys in this episode and tell you, like, man, I would go home and wonder, like, what the heck am I good at? And a lot of entrepreneurs I've learned actually have struggled with that question. What am I good at? Why is nobody following me? Or what's my talent? What's my skill? And a lot of times I've noticed it's because us entrepreneurs, we're very good at orchestrating and putting teams together. And we're good at leading out and organizing people. That's a hard talent to play on the playground with in fifth grade. You know what I mean? And a lot of you guys have experienced that kind of thing. And it can be challenging growing up or even into early adulthood trying to figure out what the heck you're good at. I find a lot of entrepreneurs actually that way. Just you know, you're not alone. Anyways, I was once lazy. I was a weak piece of crap in my teens. Anyway, then I do a break, okay, and I put a whole bunch of asterisks, a whole bunch of stars in a row across the top. It says, I'm no longer those things. Contrary to my beliefs, the real barriers to my success was not a strategy, a lack of opportunity, or more hours at work. It was me. I sucked at life. There was nothing wrong with admitting that to myself, but it was true. Until I stopped lying and got brutally honest about where I was and where I was not, Until I learned to love where I was instead of envy constantly of where I wasn't. Until I quit apologizing to myself for my goals. I stayed broken. Steven was all of those things. Steve is none of them. Okay? That literally is a then and now statement. Okay? Steven was all of those things. But Steve, Steven was all of those things. But Steve is none of them. Okay? So I'm going to do the now. Steve Larson is a freaking animal. Okay, you have to understand, like, there's some people, they'll reach out and be like, Steven, you're about to go speak on stage. Are you nervous? Of course I'm freaking nervous. Come on. I'll get nervous. Of course I will. But, you have to understand, like, I've created Steve. Okay, it's a separate persona that I totally step into. I'm not always in that persona, but I've learned that persona. Okay, the attractive character of my business is me, but it was not a natural attractive character. That's the whole point of this episode, guys. I'm trying to help you understand that, like, you can craft your own attractive character. The attractive character is not something you need to step into the business already knowing. In fact, most of the time, that's never the case. I almost never see that. I always am brought an entrepreneur who's not the attractive character yet, who still sucks at talking, who does not know how to lead, who has no polarity and is afraid to show real opinions. Okay, and that's the point of this episode. Okay, as I'm showing you guys how I wrote a script about it, but I'm also helping you guys understand, like, you can develop a new you. Okay, and that's the point anyway. Okay, Steve Larson, and so right, here's a whole bunch of thens, like, oh, I sucked, right? Which is true, it did. Okay, and now let's compare that to now. So now is this. Steve Larson is a freaking animal. Steve breaks stages and explodes microphones. Steve will wreck the competition and lay waste to his goals. Steve is a lover and the most delicious fighter. Okay, Steve is a freak of nature who's uncommon amongst uncommon people. Okay, that line actually goes through my head a lot. Steve almost welcomes the haters and their mud so he can laugh in their face, stare in their eyes, and steal their soul. That's true, though. Like, man, they used to bother me. Like, oh, crap, another hater. I got to go deal with them. It's not true at all anymore, though. Okay. Steve almost welcomes the haters and their mud so he can laugh in their face, stare in their eyes, and steal their soul. Okay? I love David Goggins. He swears like a freaking animal, okay? If you are offended by swearing, do not listen to him. But, like, he talks about that concept a lot. Steal the soul, okay? Steve is on a mission. Steve will outwork his competition to the nth degree to ensure success. Steve loves the process as much as the prize, okay? A lot of people are not that way, and they get too freaking impatient. When someone asks me the average time it takes, they can expect to take to build a funnel, I don't even want to work with them. I do not want to work with that individual. Steve, how long does it take you on average to build this stuff? Okay, well, first of all, I have built literally well over 500 sales funnels. I'm a bad person to compare yourself to. If this is your first time doing it, stop looking at me, okay? Stop watching the clock. Put your head down, do it, okay? Steve loves the process as much as the prize. Everybody wants to be a beast until it's time to do what beasts do, hunt. Steve is a hunter. Boom, that's freaking awesome, man. I want to put that on my ceiling. I put a lot of my quotes on the ceiling now because I ran out of wall space and I needed it for other stuff. So there's quotes all over my wall. So I'll show the camera that there sometime. What's kind of nuts is Steve's killed Steven at his own request. Steve, you're a psycho. What are you talking about? I get it. This is not a normal post. I had to create Steve Larson. We're friends, finally. Okay? I want you to feel progress towards your goal. But out of love, I'm telling you, you may not qualify for your goal yet. That's okay. Just change. My friends, life is change. And my question is, are you changing? Okay, I hate pop culture songs now that sing about how, like, you know, like it's a pity party. I loved you and then you changed, right? And that's like the lyrics say. I'm like, that is the stupidest song I've ever heard in my entire life. Of course they changed after you fell in love with the individual. It's changed. Like, if that's not how it was supposed to be, we'd all be wearing diapers still, drinking out of a bottle. You understand? Life is change. Don't fight it. And in fact, most of the time when I find someone feels a lack of progression in their life is literally because they are halting and doing everything they can to keep themselves from changing because they're afraid of what's going to happen next. I don't know what's going to happen next in my life. Yeah, duh. Duh. All right? Life is change. And what's cool is the person who wins is the person who leans into that change and steps forward and says, you know what? I'm totally cool. I don't know how to build a funnel.
Hey, I hope you're enjoying the episode. Let me interrupt for just 1 minute here. One time I was speaking on the stage at this event, this guy picked up a microphone and he said, Steve, when do Facebook ads begin paying off? And I remember looking confused and just asking back, like, what do you mean? He repeated the question and said, well, we've been spending a lot of money on Facebook ads for a long time now, and we're just wondering when this begins to all pay off, when we actually start making money from the ad. I said, wait, Facebook ads are not an investment. They don't pay off someday. This is direct response marketing. So if we don't get a payoff within the first few days, we turn off the ads. How much money have you spent? I will never forget the look at this guy's face as he realized he had the completely wrong mindset about ads. And he said, we've spent over $250,000 without any return on ads at all. My stomach fell out of my body. Look, this is direct response marketing, meaning we measure the direct response of our marketing. That's why ads are the holy grail of marketing. They're not an investment that pays off someday, sorry colleges, because every dollar spent on ads should return with another dollar very soon. That's what my good friend John Parks and I are doing, the Chief Ads Officer Workshop on May 15th through the 17th. John has spent over $150 million in Facebook ads profitably and manages the ads accounts for some of the biggest names out there. John is going to take 50 business owners through his unique Facebook ads process while you follow along. At the end, you're going to have your own account running. I simply asked John to show us what's working best today in the ads world right now. John told me that one of the hardest parts of running ads today is finding the right person to do it. Traditional org charts don't really have a spot for the ad buyer, so this workshop will help you install a new role, whether in-house or if you go hire, the new role of Chief Ads Officer inside your business. This workshop is both for those who want to learn ads themselves or for those who want to learn to communicate with their media buyer better. The workshop is only happening one time in person in my event studio in Boise, Idaho, May 15th through the 17th, and all the details are at chiefadsofficer.com. Go to chiefadsofficer.com right now to save your seat and get more details. We can't wait to see you there. Let's get back to the episode.
I don't know how to actually podcast. I don't know how to be the attractive character, but I'm willing to suck. I'm willing to be okay at it. That is the person I love to work with. Okay. My friend's life has changed. And my question is, are you changing? Right. I am actively trying to change. Okay. There was a moment in college when it all started changing for me. I think I was experiencing business failure number 5 and an extra dose of the blues. I can't tell you a specific thing that flipped the switch, but I can say I was so tired of my life. I was sick of feeling like a failure constantly. Okay, I would physically rend at the air. Okay, it was intense, right? As my dad taught me, son, you can be humble or get humbled. What will you choose? So I started looking around and noticing that others were being successful in what I was trying to do. Many were. That's when it all hit me. Steven, you are the variable here. If others are doing it and you are not, it is your fault and no one else's. Okay, this is a true story. This is like conversations going on in my head. I think it's stupid we make fun of people that talk to themselves. That's dumb. Okay, I talk to myself all the time. Okay, I've now coached thousands, literally, of entrepreneurs through this funnel building process. Every time, success has required their rebirth. Okay, let that sink in. Okay, every time, success has required their rebirth. This true statement, my friends. You listening or watching this right now or reading the blog off of it, wherever platform you're reaching us on, okay, that's a huge deal. I even say in here, read it again. I always thought I'd be coaching people on marketing tactics. I always thought it would be. We all did when I started the Two Comic Club coaching program as the coach there. But I don't get much of a chance really to teach marketing anymore. Okay? Every time I need to help somebody rebuild their brain and their relationship with themselves. As I look back on my old mentality, frankly, I was embarrassed. But that turned into supreme gratitude. Okay? I'm grateful for how I used to think. Because I've learned that the further I am from gaining a goal, the more sweet the reward. But only if I'm willing to feel a little pain. Right? I look forward to obstacles in that way. I want the opposition now. I do. Not lots of it. I can't, you know, I still have a threshold. But I want the opposition now. That's kind of where I am with it. Make it hard, coach, is what I used to tell Russell Brunson every morning when he would dish out tasks for the day. It's true. I 100% know that is one of the major reasons why I'm standing in front of the camera right here filming this for you. Okay, is because of my mentality when I walked in was very much like, dude, Russell, give me your hardest thing. Your hardest thing. What is your hardest thing today? Give it to me. And I remember the first few times, because I said that every day to him, and I think it was kind of awkward for him at first, because that's not a normal mentality. Like employees do not ask their employers that question, right? Dude, give me your hardest stuff. And he'd be like, oh, ha, ha, ha. And I'm like, dude, I'm actually serious, man. What's the thing you are least looking forward to today? And he would look through his list of tasks and he would hand me his hardest thing that day. And that meant the possibility of failure, and which that happened a few times. Man, it's like such a better way to approach life. My gosh. So if you're like still working for somebody else, like don't be, no pity party on you. Instead, like sit back and be like, hey, start asking your employers, like, give me the hardest thing you've got, right? Just for the sake of the growth. Okay. And this is what I said, right? I dare you to create a new you. I dare you to feel a little pain. I dare you to do something you wouldn't normally, right? Ironically, the only way to know thyself is to sculpt thyself. It's a good line right there. I thought of that in the shower. Okay. Transparency. Here we go. Okay. Ironically, the only way to know thyself is to sculpt thyself. Only then you can qualify to deliver your message to the market. Okay. A lot of you just don't qualify yet to deliver the thing you're trying to do. Meaning the market's not going to believe you. You haven't sculpted enough. You haven't created yourself enough. And as soon as you get real and raw, this is like real talk with Steve Larson. Okay, we should call that episode that. Okay, as soon as you get like real on that though, and you're like, hey, I am willing to suck, or I'm willing to feel the growth, or I'm willing to take on a new challenge that I don't quite understand how to do yet. Okay, when you say yes to that kind of stuff, there is an emboldening, there is a broadening, there is a building that happens to you inside of your soul, your mind expands, you become a new you, you become more of who you already were. And it's very fun, it's really cool, I love watching it, it's one of my reasons why I do what I do. Still, this morning I was listening to the book High Performance Habits by Brandon Burchard, and it said something really cool. It's about me rising to serve a mission. Not the mission bowing down to match my limited strengths. My friends, life is change. If you are the least likely success story also, then you're also positioned for the most growth. Okay, I have no pity on you if you feel that way. Okay, to speed up the sculpting, the biggest trick I've found is to control my environment and get in places that make me feel uncomfortable. Okay, I just got asked to do another project. I'm not allowed to talk about it yet. It is freaking awesome. But I have to admit, like on camera, I'm going to tell you, I'm a little bit stressed out about it. I don't totally see how to pull it off. It's stressing me out just a little bit. It's due in 3 weeks. And I don't actually know how I'm going to pull it off. I know I will. And I just haven't wrapped my brain around enough yet. But like when things like that pop up, right, there's things you can say yes to that are straight distraction, but there's a few things that I know when they pop up, I'm like, oh, that would make me grow. Yes. Another one happened today. Multi-hundred millionaire reached out and asked me to do some stuff today. And I've been expecting the call, and I've been working the relationship, and I knew it was coming up, and I knew I needed to say yes, and I did say yes, but like, I'm not gonna lie, like, I'm not actually equipped to do some of the things that he was asking, right? As far as like in-house. So I got to go build the team. I got to build the people that put the people together and build an internal, I'm building like an internal little funnel agency to build my own projects. I'm trying to answer the question, how can I increase my speed right now? I don't know the answer to that, right? And I'm okay with that, you guys. That's like the, that's the gate. Welcome to entrepreneurship, okay? Welcome to growth. Welcome to customized growth that is so customized, it's quite personal. And it's so personal, it changes your person. Right? I mean, that's like huge. That's why I love the game so much also. Okay. So if you haven't made it yet, so I'm going back to the script here. So if you haven't made it yet, ask yourself, what am I becoming? And am I creating a new me on purpose? I want to help you. I want to welcome you to the mastermind I'm doing with James Smiley and Rachel Peterson right before Funnel Hacking Live and right before 10X Secrets. So you can get an environment to experience some raw growth. Okay, I love my community. I love you guys. I protect you like crazy. There's a lot of people who always want to get in and start dropping promos and all stuff. And I'm like, that's not the purpose of this group. It's not the purpose of this podcast. Okay, but I protect you like, anyway, as I care about you. Okay, where is it happening? It's going to be February 18th, Nashville, Tennessee. Click here for more info, stevejlarson.com. Click on Mastermind right there at the top and there's the link. Okay, here's to new you. And I said, comment. Hashtag a new me if you're joining us. And all these people commented, hashtag a new me. Just bam, 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 bam. Now, I know it's kind of a long episode as well, and I'll stop here in just a moment, but I just wanted to walk through and just read this script. Okay, no, what did I not do? Well, first of all, you're going to hear from these speakers, and then these are the hours that it's happening. And this is what the event room looks like. And this is like, that stuff matters like way down the road. Okay, instead what I did, first of all, is I got raw with you guys, okay? I got real, and I'm helping you understand, like, man, I wrote this from the heart. Like, I really am the least likely success story. If I come at you, though, from another angle, and I'm like, yeah, come learn from me, you know what I mean? Like, you know what I'm saying? You guys know what I'm saying, right? There is an audience that appreciates that and wants that. What I found that most people, though, who are just starting out or have not had success in the game yet, they don't want that. That actually stresses the crap out of them, freaks them out. And frankly, it's not my personality anyway. So anyways, it's way cool when you do a then and a now based around you, okay, as a script to sell stuff. So I will definitely go write another script. It'll have to be tomorrow because it's late. But I'm psyched about it. I'm psyched about it. This is a good foundation for me to go write the next script on. And I think I know what it is. I'm not quite sure yet. I have an idea of what it'll be. But it'll be another script because I want people to come to the mastermind. But I also want to do it in a way where I'm not like, just come, just come, just come. Here's the link. Just buy. Here's the click, 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 click. Like that. I hate that. I hate that crap. Anytime I see that from anybody else, I don't want to buy. Anytime I don't see that from somebody, it makes me want to buy without even knowing what it is. Okay? Because they like get it. Okay? Tell stories. Tell stories. I get asked all the time, Steven, what's the one thing people could focus on to be a good funnel builder? Storytelling. They'd be like, no, 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 funnel building. I'm like, yeah, storytelling. No, 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 no. What? Like, I'm talking about like editor stuff. I'm like, yeah, I'm telling you right now, like the editor is so freaking easy. If you can't figure the editor out, you probably shouldn't be on the internet, right? The ClickFunnels editor is so simple, right? That's not where people struggle. Right? Take it from the dude that's coached thousands of people in this, okay? Personally, okay? People don't struggle with funnels because of ClickFunnels. People struggle with funnels because they have no idea how to sell and they have no idea what makes sales happen. And so that's why, like, when stuff like this pops up, every once in a while I'll drop something like, hey, here's the thing, just go buy, right? And I'm scooping up the hot audience. I want to make sure it happens, but I don't have time to do like a full-fledged campaign. In this scenario, most of the time what I want to do though is I want to build a story and build and craft an emotion and help you realize, like, look, if you want, like, I'm just a few steps ahead a lot of people on this journey. Would you want to come to the mastermind, right? Or would you want to come to this? Would I understand where people are on the path. And I build that connection, that build that rapport. Well, in this script, and I thought it'd be kind of cool to read it to show you guys what I was doing. I used, so you understand, there's a lot of script themes. There's a lot of angles you can use as stories. A lot of expert in .com secrets talks a lot about those different angles and stories you can talk and use in your attractive character and your storylines. Well, in this one, I used the then and now script. And I did it in a way to still tell some of my backstory. I'm still the protagonist of the story. It's a then and a now. And I am the crusader attractive character type. And if you have no idea what I'm talking about, you got to go read .com and Expert Secrets, okay? And you'll know what I'm talking about. As far as script writing style, I would not say I'm like a pro sales letter writer, but I know enough of what makes things sell that's what's let me do all this stuff so quickly, so seamlessly the past year especially. So anyways, guys, I just want to thank you guys for being in this. I appreciate you guys watching this episode. Sorry, my voice is starting to go. I've been doing a lot of film today. But anyways, I'm psyched to have you guys that will be there. And hopefully, as you guys are starting to, as you continue to sell your stuff, hopefully you understand that you making money has nothing to do with how well you know the thing you're selling. It has everything to do with the script itself, right? The actual sales message. That's where you make the money. I had a cool opportunity to go and teach and pitch and speak and train the new speaker team for ClickFunnels. And it was the day right after OfferMind, and I went into ClickFunnels and I was able to teach them. And it was really cool. And that was the biggest thing I helped them realize. I was like, look, you guys... new speaker team. You guys are going to get all over brand new stages all over the world. There's going to be stages all over the place. Russell's going to send you to these cool places. The thing that will screw you up is if you have in your head the belief, my success will be dependent on how well I know ClickFunnels and what it integrates with and the features and the latest updates and things like that. Like if you want no sales, believe that. I helped them realize, and we went through and anyways, it was really cool. But like, you gotta understand, it's the same thing, okay? Because I didn't talk in this script about who's getting up first, how long they're gonna talk, here's the schedule, here's the time for the event, here's the exact location. I don't know, but we're gonna meet and it'll be awesome, okay? Right, because that's not, the sale happens without a lot of mention of the product. Every time. And if you are mentioning the product in your script a lot, my guess is that you're going feature-based. And a lot of people, when they hear it, are coming back at you, fighting you on features. Okay? You are selling the wrong person. You are selling with the wrong script. You're probably not using a script. And I just want you to know that as you start thinking about what it is that you're doing with this game. Okay? Do you actually know what causes the sale? And can you craft something that does that? Okay, because I did not talk about the mastermind that much. I know it'll be amazing. Last year was freaking awesome, and I'm a lot better this year. anyway, I'm super excited. But anyway, I'm pumped about it. And that's why I wrote it how I did. So anyways, I thought it'd be kind of cool, a little deep dive here, a long episode again here. But anyway, whatever. I guess I'm apologizing for that. I like just to show you guys what I'm doing. So anyways, guys, thanks so much. Again, if you did enjoy this episode, please go and review it on iTunes. It really means a lot to me, and I love seeing them. And we'll talk to you guys later. Thanks. Bye.
Boom. If you're just starting out, you're probably studying a lot. That's good. You're probably geeking out on all the strategies also, right? That's also good. But the hardest part is figuring out what the market wants to buy and how you should sell it to them, right? That's also what I struggled with for a while until I learned the formula. So I created a special mastermind called an OfferMind to get you on track with the right offer and, more importantly, the right sales script to get it off the ground and sell it. Want to come? There's small groups on purpose so I can answer your direct questions in person for 2 straight days. You can hold your spot by going to offermind.com. Again, that's offermind.com.
Look at you go, knocking stuff out, letting nothing get in the way. Whatever life throws at you, you throw it back at 97 miles an hour. And if the chips are down, you make more guacamole. Yes, you got what it takes, because there's no stopping you with you on your side. Everwise believes in the power of you, cheering as you take on the world. Everwise Credit Union. Confidence changes everything. Now go get 'em.